The Stories This Moment podcast and the SDM blog are brought to you by SDM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals, and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment. Now here's your host, Rod Washington.
Hello and welcome to the STM Daily News podcast. I'm your host, Rod Washington, and yes, I'm back. And I would like to thank Charles Elliott for filling in for the past few episodes. And yes, he told you last episode that I got married to the beautiful Rebecca. Her name is Rebecca Jo Washington now, and you know her from being a contributor to the SDM Daily News news page. Now she's Mrs. Washington. Today's episode, with the help of Charles Elliott, we're going to dive into what to do while you're in this town of Phoenix. Summer's right around the corner, and yes, it's going to be piping hot here in the Valley of the Sun. And there are a lot of places to go in Phoenix that are nice places to go to, and air conditioned and indoors. So let's dive into it.
Hi, everyone. This is Charles Elliott. Welcome to my segment about things to do in Phoenix during the summer. Before we begin, I would like to say that it's great to have you back, Rod, and congratulations. Now, I know it can get unbearably hot here in the Valley of the Sun, but that doesn't mean there aren't still some cool activities to enjoy. From outdoor music festivals to thrilling water parks, there is something for everyone. So grab your sunscreen, join me as I join forces with our own Jenny Thompson, and let's explore what Phoenix has to offer this summer. The first place, locally, to visit this summer is kind of one of my favorites, the Odyssey Aquarium in Scottsdale.
Odyssey Aquarium in Scottsdale, Arizona, is a marine aquarium and the largest aquarium in the Southwest United States. Located in the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community, the multi-level, state-of-the-art facility holds more than 2 million U.S. gallons of water and spans over 200,000 square feet. There are over 6,000 animals and 370 different species in over 65 exhibits. Interactive activities include sea trek underwater walking, a charismatic penguin interaction program, shark behind-the-scenes tours, walkabout animal ambassadors, and question and answer sessions throughout the day with the animal care specialists. Odyssey Aquarium offers an educational, interactive, and entertaining experiences for guests of all ages. For further information on Odyssey, including ticket pricing and hours of operations, please visit odysseyaquarium.com.
The aquarium is located on the boardwalk near the Talking Stick Resort and Casino. Now, Jenny is going to take us on an out-of-this-world adventure in a few other places.
Thanks, Charles. Also at the boardwalk, as a matter of fact, directly across from Odyssey, is a special exhibit. Discover the fascinating world of UFO sightings at Arizona Boardwalk's UFO Experience in Scottsdale. This highly interactive exhibit combines advanced technology, expert storytelling, and real-life artifacts to provide visitors with an immersive and educational experience. Explore the science behind UFO sightings, examine debris from crashed UFOs, and learn about eyewitness accounts of sightings. The simulated UFO encounter is a must-see feature, allowing visitors to experience what it might be like to come face-to-face with an alien spacecraft. With free parking and no admission required to enter Arizona Boardwalk, it's an affordable and accessible destination for anyone looking for a unique and exciting entertainment experience. The Musical Instrument Museum in Phoenix, Arizona, is a must-visit destination for music enthusiasts from all over the world. Opened in 2010, it boasts of being the largest museum of its kind globally. The museum's collection is impressive, with over 15,000 musical instruments and associated objects from nearly 200 countries and territories. The collection represents every inhabited continent, with multiple displays for larger countries like the United States, China, India, Brazil, and Mexico. Visitors to the museum can explore the vast collection through interactive exhibits and displays, including audio and video recordings of instruments being played in their cultural contexts. The museum's galleries are designed to feel like a journey through the world's diverse musical traditions, with sections dedicated to specific cultures and genres of music. One of the most impressive features of the Musical Instrument Museum is the Artist Gallery, which celebrates the lives and careers of famous musicians from around the world. Visitors can see instruments played by the likes of Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and Carlos Santana, among others. Overall, the Musical Instrument Museum is a unique and fascinating destination that offers a unique perspective on the world's musical heritage. Whether you are a musician or simply love music, this museum is a must-visit when in Phoenix.
Are you a pickleball enthusiast over the age of 50? Check out Sleeve's Senior Pickleball Report, a YouTube channel dedicated to providing the latest news and updates on the sport. Get the scoop on the newest trends, the latest equipment, and the best strategies for success. Make sure you're on top of the game and stay informed with the Senior Pickleball Report.
Get the news you need with the STM and Coffee newsletter. Stay up to date on the latest stories and articles posted on our blog, STM Daily News. Don't miss out on the latest news. Get it delivered straight to your inbox. Click the link in the description or head to stmdailynews.com to subscribe now.
Hello and welcome back. There are quite a few more things to do in the Phoenix metro area, and we will have a more comprehensive list. Link is in the description. Now, let's talk transportation. Phoenix has a light rail system. Did you know that? Yes. The Valley Metro Rail in Phoenix is a great way for people to get around the city. It offers convenience to those heading to different venues along the route and easy access to the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. With planned extensions and other projects, Valley Metro Rail will be able to provide even more convenience to passengers by allowing them to quickly and easily reach destinations throughout the city. In addition, Valley Metro Rail offers riders the ability to purchase passes that enable them to save money on fares. With its upcoming expansions, Valley Metro Rail will be even more accessible and convenient for those who use it. Okay, you have the young ones along with you on this trip and you're on the light rail. You can stop by these two fun locations in downtown Phoenix that is fun for both adults and children. The Arizona Science Center is a science museum located in Heritage and Science Park in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. It was founded in 1984 as the Arizona Museum of Science and Technology in a downtown storefront. The current building, designed by Antoine Predock, was completed in 1997. Along with daily demonstrations throughout the center provides shows in the Dorrance Planetarium and in a five-story, giant-screen IMAX theater. The museum is well known for its annual Snow Week program, and it has recently partnered with the nearby Phoenix Museum of History to showcase its collection. You want more? Check out this next location. The Children's Museum of Phoenix is a unique and exciting place for children and their parents to explore and learn. It was founded in 1998 by a group of volunteers, and it was officially opened to the public on June 14, 2008. The museum has many interactive exhibits and activities designed to foster an engaging experience for both adults and children. Highlights include a wall of CDs suspended from the ceiling, a noodle forest of towering styrofoam tubes, and a variety of interactive activities. In 2015, the Children's Museum of Phoenix was recognized as one of the top three children's museums in the United States, making it a great spot for families to have fun and learn together. If you want to learn more about fun and interesting places in and around Phoenix to visit on your next vacation, then check out the link in the description.
I'd like to thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Rod Washington, and saying bye-bye. Until next time, right here on the STM Daily News Podcast. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to the Stories This Moment podcast with your host, Rod Washington. The STM podcast and the STM blog are both brought to you by STM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals, and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment.